This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Reports are from Diana Rossini and Jeff Rebeck from The Athletic. Steve Bisciotti fired John Harbaugh over a phone call. Did he do him dirty?
I don't like that, yeah. If that's just, if I'm going to go with this as being, in fact, true. I don't think it's... I mean, there's a lot here because this is someone who was, you know... second most tenured coach in the league. He's been successful. He's the winningest coach in Ravens history. He's brought you Super Bowls, goes to the playoffs every year. Been to, you know, playoffs last three seasons and would have gone this year if not for a missed field goal.
Four AFC championship games?
Yeah. I just think you have enough goodwill built up. There should be a reservoir that's there that, you know, warrants a better, a better ending than that, than we just give you, call you. I'm sorry, I just do.
Did he do him dirty? 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Mark in Baltimore, what to do, Mark?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I believe we need a coach with a defensive background, in my opinion, just because of the blown fourth quarter leads we've had over the last three or four years. Mm-hmm. I want somebody that's going to be aggressive in the fourth quarter and that could put a slick down if the defensive coordinator's not being aggressive, to say. I felt like that was one of my biggest criticisms of Harbaugh. As great as he was, he never really took the approach of overruling either one of the coordinators, really.
Hey Mark, can I give a counter to your point about losing late leads? They lost late leads because the defense gave up points, but also during that time, the offense wasn't scoring. So I don't think the offense put their foot on their throats either.
The defense was on the field a long time.
And I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just telling you, you and I had the same philosophy, just different sides of the football.
Yeah, that's very true.
Hey, by the way, real quick, do you think Bisciotti did Harbaugh dirty?
Yes. After 18 years, I thought he at least deserved the respect of, you know, bringing him into the office and having a sit-down meeting. To fire somebody over the phone is, to me, that's unprofessional on Bisciotti's part.
Thanks a lot.
He deserved better than that.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Appreciate it, man. Owings Mills. Wes, what's going on, Wes?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
All right. Doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I was just calling in to talk about the private versus public yesterday.
Saturday.
I was out there. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Saturday. Yep. Saturday. My daughter's team played right before yours, and I saw you out there coaching. You did a great job, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Wes. I do appreciate it, man. It was a good game. Polly's always a tough matchup. Are you a Ravens fan?
Yes.
Did Bisciotti do Harbaugh dirty, in your opinion?
Yeah, you can't find somebody over a phone call. That's that's rough.
Do you have a different level of respect for Bisciotti now?
As far as how he handles his football business, yeah, that's pretty bad.
Hey, Wes, thanks a lot. Real quick, what school does your daughter go to?
Pikesville.
Okay, that was a tough game for you guys, man. Mike Dukes is my boy, though. That was a tough game.
Yeah. You know my wife from AAU and stuff. You know my daughter. But it was tough. But we're gonna be better. It was just a real physical game.
Y'all win y'all six this year, no doubt about it. I think Wes, I do know who you are now. Yes, absolutely. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Did he do him dirty? Let's go to Essex and get Jonathan. What's up, Jonathan?
Good morning, gentlemen. I don't think he did him dirty, but you never know what came into play when Bisciotti had to make his final decision. I just want to say about Kevin Stefanski, I don't like that hire at all. Not just what do you think the people are going to say the way he handles Shador? You think he's really going to be able to deal with Lamar and his personality? What's going to be the first time when he calls him number 8 and not calling him by his name? I would like Jim Schwartz. I think with Schwartz, with the Ravens' need, they don't need an offense-eccentric coach. I think they need somebody that's not going to, like you guys just said, that's not going to take the gas off. Harbaugh had both the offense and defense take the gas off. We lost this season against Buffalo. Lamar started the game off. He was calling his plays. He was making calls, audibles. He made that great audible for a touchdown. All of a sudden, as soon as the game got tough, guess what happened? They stopped talking to him. I remember it used to be a time when Harbaugh would come on the sidelines and say, hey, Lamar, that's what you want to do. You want to go for it? What do you want to do? I've never seen Harbaugh and Lamar talk on camera since. I can't tell you when. So that's how I feel.
Jonathan, thanks a lot, my man. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ken in Annapolis. What's up, Ken?
Morning, gentlemen. I was going to call to make a case for a defensive coach, but I had a question about the Harbaugh firing. I thought, I guess the phone call, I thought the original report was that, like, Bisciotti and Harbaugh had, a long meeting when he first got, fired, and that's what eventually led to it. I'm confused, I guess, how it changed from a long meeting where they talked to each other to now a phone call.
You know what? I think the meeting takes place days later.
Yeah.
When they had a long conversation that was more in-depth with the reasons for the firing. That's what I read.
The next day they met face to face.
Yeah.
Yeah. The original termination was by the telephone. You know, maybe the call went like this, Ed. Listen, we're going to move in another direction. You and I can meet tomorrow whenever you get a chance or whatever, but this is what we're going to do. We're going to move in another direction.
When emotions calm down and all that stuff, they talked.
410-583-1057 is the number. I'm sure this question will come up. As Steve Bisciotti and Eric DaCosta, who will have a press conference tomorrow. Let's go to Delaware and get Rob. What's up, Rob?
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Fantastic weekend of football. Unlike Ravens weren't there, but those were some great games.
What's on your mind, buddy? Did they do them dirty?
All right. Well, if this is true, that just tells me that Bisciotti had no intentions of Harbaugh being fired, released, whatever. He called to say, this has to happen. I want it done. And Harbaugh must have balked on it. And then he flew in. No, Bisciotti's not that guy to do it over the phone. I think he may have been just taken way off guard that Harbaugh dug in and said, nope, I'm not doing it. He gave him a 3-year extension. He's an awesome, awesome leader. But those coordinators definitely had to be replaced. And that's my take.
Well, 3-year extensions or extensions for head coaches don't mean you mean to keep him around that whole time. You don't want a lame duck coach.
No.
You don't want a coach with 1 year left on his contract. That to me is bad business.
Yeah. Players want some stability. You have to have that.
410-583-1057. Nancy in Delaware is an Eagles fan. She wants to weigh in on what we were talking about earlier with the Eagles. What's up, Nancy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. I listen to you every morning on my way to school. I substitute teach. Mm-hmm. And you piqued my interest with your comments about A.J. Brown because
yes.
I've wanted him gone for more than a year now.
Yeah.
And I think he's just a problem. I think he's not a team player, and it just irritates the bejesus out of me that God gave him that much talent because it would be better served in someone else's body.
He's a deflector. He's a deflector. He dropped two yesterday. He dropped one before he started bitching and complaining, and then he dropped the crucial third down one later on. Stop deflecting and catch the ball.
Yes, he needed. And I wanted to call in the other reason, because he took a swipe at the fan base. And I wanted you to know that there are some of us out there that are Philadelphia Eagles fans that are absolutely delightful and fun to be around. And very reasonable people. So
Two questions, Nancy. Nancy, I got two questions for you. Number one, who took a swipe at Philly's fans? That's number one. Number two, where are these delightful Eagles fans that you speak of?
I took a swipe.
You took a swipe.
That's
okay.
Why I'm calling. That's why I'm calling.
I mean, I come in from. I was jumped at a Philadelphia Eagle when I was. My friends were. We went to see the Giants play the Eagles on a charter bus when I was a cop in Greenwich Village. And the Giants won.
Nancy, you are delightful.
We're leaving the stadium, and these guys were they literally jumped and started beating up some of our guys. They didn't know there was like 30 of us rounding the corner.
They messed around and found out.
Yeah. They got their ass kicked. I mean, they got a beating like they probably still didn't forget, because, this was serious stuff. This wasn't like they were just harassing verbally. They were grabbing our guys and...
You know, the worst time to find out comes after you mess around.
Yes.
That's the worst time to find out.
Yeah.
I want to find out before I mess
around.
And
the problem is, when I tell people the story, they relate other bad experiences they've had at Eagles games. I'm like, no. Not good people there. The fans are nuts. And I heard terrible stories from Sean and others about the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Jim Duquette joins us. Going to talk about MLB realignment at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, we're going to talk about the divisional round matchups coming up. But we still want to take your phone calls on this. Did Steve Bisciotti do John Harbaugh dirty? Or was that the price of business? Baltimore's big, bad morning show on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Did Steve Bisciotti do John Harbaugh dirty? Baltimore's big bad morning show on The Fan. Fired him over the phone. We don't know exactly how that went down. There will be a press conference with Bisciotti and Eric DaCosta tomorrow, and I'm sure that question will be asked. Rush in Havana of Grace. What's up, Rush?
How we doing, guys? Yeah, I was driving when I first heard that, and I cringed. I'm like, man, you don't do that to a guy. But if you look at the history of Harbaugh and his ego, I'm thinking something happened either prior to that or there were some suggestions made. He didn't want it. And Bisciotti said, I'm done. Make a phone call. And I like what you just said in regards to let the emotions calm. Let's get, let's do this and let's come back in, 12, 14 and whatever, how many hours it was, and talk like unemotional human beings. So I would bet money that Harbaugh did this to himself.
Why? What he? Because he refused to fire his coordinators. If that's the case, what are you basing it on? I was curious.
He said his ego.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I'm just basing this on the history of Jim Harbaugh or John Harbaugh. I look at his ego and where it has taken him, and games lost because he's playing for, you know, his glory instead of the win.
Well, see, that makes Rush, no sense whatsoever.
His glory
is the win. Yeah, I mean, you're not making any sense. I'm not trying to bust your balls. I'm just trying to get an answer out of you. Like,
you're going
to
jade this however you think about Harbaugh. You're going to decide whatever you think about Harbaugh.
His ego. Show me a coach in league doesn't have an ego. Show me one. Show me a successful man that doesn't have an ego.
I was about to say that. I mean, forget about coaching.
Yeah, I mean.
Forget about coaching.
Anybody. Come on. And it's doing of his own ego and not the win. I don't think so. This is just someone who's, I think, predisposed not to like Harbaugh.
I agree with you 100%. And you know what gets me? I don't like him, but I'm not going to make up stuff, man.
I know. I mean,
I'm not going to make up stuff about him.
I mean, the problem is, I do like him, but I'm still just asking people to just make their case. I'm not disagreeing, but you can say that, but you got to make your case.
Wayne and Dundalk. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning.
You and Rob.
Morning.
Hey, real quick, I got a statement, and I'm going to answer a question, okay? The statement is that I think that from what I hear, they did do him wrong. I think that this is a top-notch organization. You always hear it in the news and everywhere. I think they could have did it better. I think they did it a little more professional, regardless if you're a Harbaugh fan, if it's ego or whatever it is. It doesn't mean that Bashai shouldn't have did the right thing and handled it in a professional way. But the other question I got for you guys, does slander, and I'll tell you why, is slander even a thing? Because I don't really want to mention the podcast without your permission, but I seen something this weekend, and the guy was like, I know for a fact, I got people in the locker room that Harbaugh, you know, called Lamar and said this, and then Lamar called Bashai, and the next thing you know, Harbaugh was fired. And so... at some point, if you say, I know this for a fact that this happened and it really didn't happen, is that slander? I mean,
well, it's funny you mention that. Let me explain how it works. For public figures, the bar is much higher to prove slander and libel and things like that. But if the thing they have to prove is exactly what you just said, because someone wrote something about me that wasn't true, completely untrue. They made a video. They did all kinds of stuff to hurt me. And I called a celebrity Hollywood lawyer. He said, well, the problem is you're like the ultimate public figure. You were police chief in three departments. You're now on the radio. You're on television. So when you're a public figure, you have to prove in court that they, in fact, knew it wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
Not just that they, you know,
they made it up.
They in fact know it's not true and they went ahead with it anyway. That's the burden of proof, which is really hard to prove. So that's the answer I can give you with slander and things like that. It's a really high bar when you talk about public figures.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
It's funny that I hear people saying that Bashai didn't fire him in a decent way. You know, I've never been in a position where I had a job where they got to give you advance notice when they're going to fire you. You know,
not advance notice, you know, but usually they just do it face to face.
We mean over the phone as opposed to face to face is what we talk about, Chris.
Right, but I'm just saying they can fire you email. They can fire you. He's the owner. He can fire you any way he wants to fire you.
Yeah, yes, he can. But it's different. Like, you know, you say you're working as an employee at the Gap or something, and you've been there a year, and they call you up and say, you know, we're letting people go, and that's different. You're an 18-year head coach.
Well, not only that, let's say, Chris, right now I can say, Chris, I completely disagree with you. Well, I can say, Chris, you're out of your mind. You're a moron. Mm-hmm. Now, I can say either one, but which one is more respectful? Well, Chris, I just disagree with you. That's more. You can do what you want and say what you want. That ain't right. Mm-hmm. Just because you have the right doesn't make it right. Let's go to another Chris, New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Rob, Mish, how you guys doing, man?
Doing well. How are you?
Man, it's been a while, man. I was having a rough week, but I'm glad the Dirty Birds lost because I don't got to hear it at Fort Dix, New Jersey anymore. they absolutely did him wrong, Rob. Absolutely. When you know that feeling you don't know what you got till it's gone? I've never seen a coach have so much bad luck with his own players. I mean, just unbelievable bad luck by his own players. You go back to these games, man. 2020 with the Titans. You remember Lamar Jackson's fumble in the third quarter?
Mm-hmm.
Turned it over completely. 2021 versus the Bills, 101 yard interception, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was crazy. It's Bengals 23.
Snoops.
Huntley fumbled it.
Yes, that
Huntley fumbled
yes.
it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 2024 with the Chiefs. Zay Flowers fumbles it.
Was it bad luck when you gave your running back six carries? Was that bad luck or bad planning? It's not all bad luck. You know what I mean? Luck happens, but a lot of this luck is created by it's a balance. It's give and take. You don't have that many years of bad luck. It was a bad luck when
they have crazy things though. I disagree with the running back stuff too. It's like that's I have a lot of problems with that. But they have had some wild freaky thing. That Huntley one was nuts. Fumbles the ball up in the air. Defensive lineman returns it for 95 yards or whatever for a touchdown. Like, when does that happen? Like, it was just, there's some crazy endings to these games.
Let's go to Keith in Conowingo. What's up, Keith?
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
I'm sorry. I almost said Vinny.
How you doing?
Hey, I know it's all just speculation at this point, but my feeling on it is either Harbaugh, you know, obviously said something that pissed Bashotti off, or Bashotti didn't have the courage to face Harbaugh, but maybe he just, you know, after all that time, they developed such a close bond that he didn't want to face him and fire him.
See, all these things are just so far-fetched, man. I mean, did he do him dirty or not? Maybe he saw this, maybe he did that, maybe he pissed him off. Then you say maybe Steve Bisciotti, the billionaire, didn't have the courage to say that to Harbaugh? Only time you don't have courage to do something because you fear consequences. What consequences is Steve Bisciotti going to fear from firing Harbaugh face to face? You lie and do cowardly things when you fear consequences. What are the consequences of Steve Bisciotti looking at John Harbaugh face to face and firing him? Maybe Steve Bisciotti said, I fired him over the phone because I could. You know what I mean? I just don't like going that far.
I don't either.
On the speculation, man. Commissions Baltimore at 8:45, but on the other side, it'll take a look at the divisional rounds upcoming for the NFL playoffs on the Fan. Divisional round of the playoffs. Only waiting on one. We got them set up. The Patriots waiting on the winner of tonight's matchup between the Steelers and the Texans. The Broncos will face the Bills. In the NFC, the Seahawks will face the 49ers and the Bears against the Rams. I like all the matchups so far. I think the Patriots run away with a game against the Steelers or the Texans, to be honest with you.
I think they run away against the Steelers. Yeah, that's how I feel. I think a better game with the Texans. I think the Texans are a good team. I don't believe the Steelers are going to do anything.
What about Seahawks 49ers?
That's going to be a tough one. That's going to be a really good game. Division rivals. It's a good matchup. Division rivals. It's it's the only one where we are division rivals playing against each other. So I think it's going to be a really, really good game. I think the Seahawks are the better team. I mean, they're number one seed, so they are by definition. But I wouldn't put the 49ers away. I mean, I wouldn't dismiss them right away.
I'm going Bills, Patriots in the AFC Championship. I'm going Seahawks, Rams in the NFC Championship.
Wow, so, I'm going the complete opposite.
So Seahawks going to face divisional rival twice. Where are you going?
I agree with you on the. You said Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bills. I'm going to go with the Patriots and play the Steelers. I'm going with the Texans if they play the Patriots.
Okay.
So I'm going to wait for that outcome. I'm going with the 49ers, and I'm going with the Bears.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think the 49ers winning that game.
Well, they might not.
I like the matchups, though. I do. I wouldn't like the Steeler matchup only because I just don't think it's a very sexy matchup, and also because I hate the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's more of it. I think this just – let's just go with that. I hate the Steelers.
No, that's a given, but yeah.
But I just don't think
it'll be good. And this isn't even my hatred for the Steelers. It's not that. I just don't think they're that good. I just don't. I think the Texans are that good.
They whipped the Ravens' ass.
I don't think the Ravens are that good.
They gave it to the Baltimore Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
You know why I hate being out watching games when the Ravens are eliminated or they're not playing? Everyone looks at the game and say, but the Ravens couldn't do that. I wonder if the Ravens run that. It's always back to the Ravens. Like, shut up and watch the current game. It always goes back to the – can you watch a game –
that's happening a lot –
without bringing up the Baltimore Ravens? Yes. Can we watch one game?
Yeah.
They're not playing right now. Their season's over.
Right.
Let's just watch this game. It always comes back to them. 410-583-1057 is the number. This guy.
Hey, good morning. Just top of the morning to you.
Buffalo Zone.
I just had to call, man, because I adore y'all guys, man. I love what I'm hearing, man. I agree with you, man. Bills all the way.
I didn't say that. I didn't say Bills all the way. I did not say that. I said Bills in the AFC Championship game. I didn't say Bills all the way.
And I agree with you, but I'm amped up off of my game, so I'm saying Bills all the way. Man, I'm telling you, I'm loving this, man. This is a glorious morning. Thank you guys for making it wonderful.
But Buffalo Zoe, if you come to Sarasota, there's a Bills bar right by my house. The Bills, my flag's out hanging outside.
I invite him down to Sarasota.
Because he might enjoy it. If he's out of his spring training or something, there's a Bills bar right there.
I got plans to be down there because I would love to be down there playing with the current and ex-Orioles, playing softball and all that. So, yeah.
Buffalo Zoe.
I wouldn't mind that.
Buffalo Zoe.
Yes.
I hate your team.
Hey, man, hate is a strong word. Don't do that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I strongly hate your team.
Y'all have a good one, man.
See you, man.
Man, Buffalo Zoe, man, always calling at inopportune times. You talk about Harbaugh, but shot a little bit earlier. Wally on the Eastern Shore. What's up, man?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Hey, a couple things. I'm going to hold judgment on the Shoddy Harbaugh thing. So I just know a little bit more. I mean, it's just hard to give judgment until I actually know exactly what happened.
You may never know exactly what happened.
right, exactly. My question to you guys is, with the new coach coming in, do you guys think the expectations with the same roster remain the same, kind of Super Bowl or bust, with a new head coach?
Well, Bisciotti said in an April article that he wants to win now. And I think that's what, you know, kind of pushed this firing this quickly, because he said he wants to win now. So I think whoever comes in, the expectation is going to be, we got to win now. You got a loaded roster, we expect to win.
Get her done.
Yeah, I believe that, yes.
Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
What's good, Robin? Ed, good morning.
Good morning. Hanging in there, man. What's good up with you?
Not a whole lot, man. Just trying to get up and get after it. But to your question earlier, fellas, I don't think he did them dirty. And the reason why is because Bisciotti's been listening to folks calling for Harbaugh to be fired for 2 years. And when you have that kind of money and you get sick of it, it's just time to move on. And that's what he did, fellas. He just said, you know what? And honestly, look how much money he pays these other dudes that work for him. They handle that work.
See,
it's no longer the old ways.
I hear you, Kevin. I hear you. But it's either you do it respectfully or not. Your money, the money that you have, does not make you exempt from respect. Oh, he's a billionaire. He doesn't have to respect you. No, that's not how that works.
Mm-mm.
It's not. Let's go to Frank in Perry Hall. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Rob, you made a good point. When I was out watching the Packers, I was like, the Ravens can do that. I called in the middle of the year when I called Harbaugh an HR director, and I felt like he was just sort of like...
I remember that. I love that line.
I feel like what he did, maybe inadvertently, like, I think Harbaugh wants to be the smartest guy in the room. And when you have somebody like Lamar, a generational, probably the best quarterback I've ever seen, it can't just be a regular coach. It's got to be such a match made in heaven. I think that's what the fans are feeling. Like, we're feeling it slipping through. Like, Ray Lewis and Ed Reed should have had more Super Bowls. Lamar needs at least one for us to kind of say, hey, man, this is, you know, I'm a Ravens fan for life because of this and my kids. But I think that's what we're all feeling. We're feeling it slipping through. And here's the last thing I'll say to the last caller said, I think if we had a pass rusher and Falele was gone off this team, we would have three more wins easily.
You mean we had that guy who had all those sacks and three sacks last night for the Los Angeles Chargers? You mean that guy?
Hey, that guy. So we got the pieces, and that's where I take DaCosta. I take him out of the equation because he had the right people. It's just how they're used, motivated, all those things. And the last thing I'll say is this is great. What did you expect from Bisciotti? He's on his boat 360 days out of the year. You think this guy's coming into an office ever again? So, hey, guys, great show. I appreciate it.
Reports are that he was in the area because someone went to his house. The reports. Jim Duquette joins us at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, it's Commissioner's Baltimore. What you got, Commish?
Well, I think we have to address what's going on with the ICE shooting in Minneapolis and just car stops in general. And because I really want to explain to people what happened in this instance, what I saw in a CNN article that's not true. I just want to give you some information about this because, you know, it is pretty important.
Commissioner's Baltimore up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators giving a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's Commissioner's Baltimore over there. Noah, what you got cooking over there?
Well, I think we had to talk about the shooting, a good couple of them. The one in Minneapolis with the ICE agents. Let's get to that first. These are the facts that have come out. The woman is Renee Nicole Good, 37 years old. The way they list her, I don't know why, a U.S. citizen and mother of three children who loved to sing and write poetry. Mm-hmm. Okay. So her hobbies are in here. Loved ones you remember as an amazing human being. She may have been very nice, but that's not changed the facts of what happened that day.
What happened?
We all saw the cell phone footage.
Yeah.
She gets in car. Her wife is filming them and taunting the agents. And that was on before this by all accounts. Gets in the car, doesn't obey commands, puts the car in reverse, puts it in drive. This one gets to, they don't know if she was aiming at him or just trying to get away. It kind of doesn't matter sometimes. I'm not justifying this. I'm going to let the courts decide this. But he did get, he used deadly physical force. He was dragged and injured at a traffic stop last summer. And I just don't think, that definitely goes into his mindset. Then this was also listed by CNN. In a highly unusual move, the Department of Justice blocked state investigators from participating in what would typically be a joint criminal probe. Minnesota's governor and Minneapolis mayor are enraged. That is completely untrue. I know this for a fact. So this is where I love when people write this stuff. The CNN reporter does not know what I know. During the first Gulf War, the day Eric Clapton's child went out the window, I was worried. I was the boss, detective boss in charge of three precincts in Midtown. And we had Clapton's kid. We also had an FBI shooting. What happens is they're surveilling somebody while they're watching this, you know, terrorist or whatever the hell the guy was. Two guys come over to rob them. What do you think happened? They don't know they're FBI agents. The FBI agents killed both of them. Came up at gunpoint. Robbery, perfectly justified. Bad day, my friend. Sorry. You know what happened? We handle homicide. We had nothing to do with the investigation. Their supervisor came, took them, took their guns, left, never said a word to us. We never, ever talked to them.
Nor should you.
It's a federal case.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what that's not what they're saying
versus
here.
A federal agent.
Yes. Yeah. And that's not what they're saying. They're saying it's, you know, this is unusual. It's not unusual at all. Not unusual at all. I'm just going to say, you know, people don't understand. And then you saw the, I hope you saw the video of the deputy in Wicomico County when the guy wouldn't get out of the car. And they're arguing. And Tyreek Hill did it. This is a very dangerous time for police at car stops. The guy in Wicomico County, the window was pulled down a couple inches. He just reached over and pulled the window out of the, ripped the window out and the door frame and everything else. They pulled it out of the car. You can't do this. When the police say, get out of the car, get out of the car. They're in charge, roadside. You don't like it, go to court. You can't do this roadside. You are going to get hurt. You're going to get arrested at the very least. And the reason I bring all this up is if people think, well, this is not right. Does anybody remember Officer Amy Caprio?
Up in Perry Hall.
Perry Hall. How was she killed?
Vehicular.
They ran her over.
Yep.
Yep, same thing. They had burglary was going on in a cul-de-sac. She pulls up, comes out of the car with a gun. One of the getaway driver, the kid, makes believe he's getting out of the car. She gets out, and there's a guard. He jumps back in, floors the car, and kills Amy. You've got to realize this is what goes on, and these are absolutely positively real events where, you know, officers are killed by this. They're killed with vehicles. People use them as weapons. We've seen it around the country. And, you know, even if in this case you disagree that she wasn't aiming at him, she wasn't, fine. We've seen other ones where 100% they're aiming at the agents. Even if it's an attempt to escape, if the agent's in a way, you can't run them over. You can't do this. And I'm just saying, this is like, it just, to me, it's really frustrating with this because I don't know where people think they have the right to tell those who represent the government, like it or not, that I'm not going to cooperate. They're in charge, man. Police officer, federal agent, whatever it is, you're roadside, it's in your best interest to listen. You are. It's just in your best interest to listen. And this is, you know, this was not the usual, like, you know, the narrative that we've had, like with George Floyd and things like that, unarmed black man gets killed. Is that this is a mother of three, white woman couple. You try to do this to them, you're going to get shot. Like, if that's what they felt, if he felt his life was in danger, he's going to fire. And I mean, it's a tragedy that probably shouldn't have happened, but all you got to do is cooperate. You put yourself in danger. And even if, say it's a bad decision, say it's not justified, you're still dead. You can argue this all you want. You're still dead. And if you didn't do this, if you didn't, you know, disobey an order, if you just listened and did what they asked, even if you got locked up, go to court. Argue your case. Don't put yourself in danger like this. I trained my son. I'm sure you trained your kids, especially. You know, like, if you stop. I got pulled over in Pennsylvania once. But you're... You know, me and Jack were driving back to Baltimore, and they lit me up. So as I pulled over, I said, "Jack, watch what I'm doing." I showed him everything. I pulled over quickly, rolled down my windows, put my hands on the steering wheel so the officer could see in. I said, "This is what you do." And then the guy comes over and he goes, It was funny. It was like, I had my idea, obviously. But he goes, going to the Ravens game. I had a Ravens logo on my bumper. I had a Ravens sticker on. I go, please tell me you're not a Steelers fan. He just laughed. And like, he let me go. But we had a good laugh roadside. But it's important you train your family. It really is. Because it's a dangerous, dangerous time for police. And if you don't understand this, I don't know how to. So many cops are killed on the roadside. Car stops are really dangerous. Cars are dangerous on their own. As weapons, people can't see inside them because of tinted windows and the like. It's very tough to see what's going on inside a vehicle.
But you know there are people who are afraid to stop for
absolutely.
Officers.
Yes.
There are. 100%. People who are afraid. And I'm not going to lie to you. I tell my kids, if you are pulled over and it's in a dark place and you don't feel safe, put on your hazards and get to a well-lit area or an area with a lot of traffic, because all of those things aren't erroneous. Some of those things actually happen, and people do live in fear of that. Isaac in Baltimore wants to talk to you. You want to take this call?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
All right, Isaac, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Yeah, happy New Year to you guys. My question is, isn't police are being told the updated of the policy that officer don't use your body to distract and then stand in front of the car?
Are they told not to stand in front of the car?
Yeah, to use you as an obstacle to stop a moving car. Didn't you guys were taught that way too?
Well, usually you approach a car from the, if it's a car stop, you approach from the back. This was not. This was just trying to, grab one of these protesters, I assume. And that's why, they're at a position on the side of the car. But it's still, I don't really understand the question.
Me either.
He's saying, why is he standing in front of the car?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you taught to not do so? That's what his question was.
Yeah, and I just told him it wasn't a routine car stop. I mean, it was they were approaching the car.
That's what he told me off air. That was the question.
Okay.
Kevin R. Stryker from Locked In Ravens joins us at 9:30, but baseball is considering realignment. Our resident general manager, Jim Duquette, joins us up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, iXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. iXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at iXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with iXL. iXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get iXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off iXL membership when they sign up today at iXLlearning.com/audio. Visit iXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.